You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow. Manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, beautiful sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel Scott. I am your host and your spiritual tour guide on this beautiful journey we call life. If you didn't notice, there is a new podcast cover, so do check it out. Huge shout out to Rebecca Nash Photography for the amazing photo and letting me play in her angel wings for a photo shoot. I'm so grateful. As well, if you haven't noticed the change, so Mondays now are going to be the energy forecast. That is not changing the other places that it is being posted. It's still being posted in all those other places. I've just decided to actually share it here on the podcast because it just gives you another way to listen to it. I love podcasts on my drive to work, so I just thought this might just be an easy way for people to consume that and actually be able to listen to that kind of on the go. So the Monday episode will be the energy forecast for the week, and then I will drop a new episode, kind of like what I've been doing all along, on Thursday. So anything you want to know about, any guests you want me to have on, let me know, because I'm always happy, willing, and ready to go. So you'll notice twice a week now, Monday is the energy forecast, Thursday a new episode of the podcast, something, you know, spiritual and divine. And this week's is all about frequency. And I do feel like I'm just handing the skeptics some fuel for the fire today. And, you know, I feel so blessed for the conversations in the spiritual realms that I have, to know that I feel so strongly about what I know and see and do and all those good things. But I do get that not everybody believes in this. And I've always held the philosophy that we are allowed to have our own belief systems. And I'm very respectful of that. You know, as long as what we believe isn't hurting anyone, isn't immoral, you know, I have at her. You don't want to believe in what I do? It's okay. Have at her. But I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to try to convince you what I do is real, and nor do I want to hear why you think it's not. And it's not that I am not open-minded. I have kind of a no pissing match rule, and I'm not going to argue over your belief system and my belief system. We're all allowed to believe whatever we want to believe. So in that note, let's get into frequency. So one of the things that I say when I do a reading for someone and when I have a session, whether that's energy work or, channeling, spiritual session, mediumship session, whatever it is, ultimately, I am reading the energy in that moment. I am reading the energy as it stands in that moment. That is what I have access to. Now, I'm not reading your immediate energy. I am reading your highest vibration so that I have the clearest source of energy. That being said, we still have room here for things to shift and change. In that vibration, I often can see multiple outcomes, and I can offer those. Because we have free will and we have choice. And hey, that's a beautiful thing. It's incredible that we have free will and we have choice. But what that means is we sit down and we have a session together. And then everything you do after that session can shift and change the information from that session. Now, I always like to say, use that frequency and that shift to change it in the direction that you want things to go. I am often setting you up with a frequency or a vibration to move forward in a way that you want to give you more clarity, direction, positivity, abundance, whatever it is, following your dreams. I have a tendency to give you that, whatever it is you need, because it's not really me, it's the universe. The universe gives you everything you need in the moment when you ask for it. And when you sit down with me, you are asking the universe to help you. We are opening up the channels to allow spirit to step in and to share. Now, the tricky part of this is that what we are given is what we need to hear in the moment. That doesn't necessarily mean that that is steadfast and hard. So, for example, I get a lot of fertility clients, and on occasion, I've told a client, I just don't feel that spirit baby anymore. I feel like you just have to give up. And often, that's because they are so in their head about having a baby that their physical body doesn't work the way they need it to. And they are blocking that baby from coming in. So, let me caveat that by saying normally one of the messages that comes through is you have to get out of your head and go back to having fun because babies are made out of love. If that doesn't work, sometimes we get to that stage, and it's only happened a few times, but it's gotten there where I've said you need to give up. And the second they give up and stop trying and get out of their head and are like, okay, they get pregnant. And I love it. I love it. But I've seen this so many times too, where we're given information because that is what we needed in that moment. But ultimately, it put us into the headspace, the mindset, the frequency to achieve the thing that we were actually trying to get. And I know that sounds like, well, you're just making up excuses for why you didn't say the right thing, Chanel. And that's not it. If that person didn't hold, like, let go fully and just allow, their body would have been so wound tight that it would not have allowed for that baby to come into this world. They were so strangling every ounce of frequency and alignment out of their bodies because they were so in their heads. That baby would have never come. I've seen this with myself. Being shown something and thinking, okay, and then just not feeling that alignment of it and going, what the heck? But it was supposed to put frequency and energy into that thing to be able to understand why I was being shown that. And what was I supposed to take from it? There is power and purpose in all that we are shown and given. And it can be really hard to understand that sometimes we're given something simply to be able to take action in a way that we need to take action to create the outcome that we really want to have. The universe is good like that. The universe knows. The universe has a bigger plan than we've got, always. And I've seen this. I've seen it time and time again. Like I said, with clients and myself, I have seen this. The information is given to us for a reason. We are able to see the truth in the situation in a way that we can fully understand it. So then we can make bigger steps. So we can make the transitions and changes that need to happen. This came up today because of a conversation I had with someone this morning who, I guess you could call her a client, although it was a total pro bono. And the information that she was given was needed to continue to hold the energy that was needed to actually find what it is that was lost. And it, when she was telling me, I was like, this is crazy. And as she was telling me the story, everything made sense. Each part of the things that I was picking up that at the time didn't make sense, But I was giving exactly what I was getting, because that's how it works. You got to give exactly what you get. And then there was realizations of the information and how it was all connected. But the power was that they weren't supposed to give up. Even though it wasn't the outcome that they had hoped, they were not supposed to give up. And had the information come through in truth in that moment of what had happened, what was lost, they would have stopped. And things would not have been found in the way they needed to be found. The connections, the stories, the things that came out of it would not have been there. The spiritual experience. It seems so contradictory. I know. Again, I feel like I'm just feeding the skeptics tonight, because they can easily say, well, you know, you were wrong and you're just making an excuse. But it's not. When you look back at the information that was given, you can see exactly why it was given in that way. You can see the purpose behind it. You can see what action it created. And it just blows my mind every time. The universe works in wild and amazing ways. And it always gives us exactly what we need. And if we're not open to receiving exactly what we need in the moment, the universe will find another way. It gets to us regardless. And it's like this. So I teach yoga, for those of you who don't know. I teach yoga. And I talk about the fact that sometimes something doesn't land until it lands. You know, I've had teachers say things a million times over about a pose, the alignment, or what I'm supposed to be feeling in my body. And I see it with my own students too. And then you say something one day and it just lands differently. Whether you change the words or you just said it different than the teachers before them. But there's this piece of this aha, because they feel it in their body. And I've had these moments where I was like, oh, that's what I was supposed to be doing. I get it now. It's exactly that. It's this piece of like, it doesn't land until it lands. And when we get these cryptic messages or these messages that put us in a direction that's taking us in the right way, we just don't get it. It's that it doesn't land until it lands. It doesn't land until it lands. So yeah, sometimes what you're being given doesn't necessarily feel like, you know, you're excited about it, or, you know, you feel like it's not exactly the direction that you're supposed to go. But sometimes it's just supposed to open your mind to something much bigger. It's supposed to open our soul, our heart, into something much greater. And I always feel blessed when I get to witness that. Frequency is an incredible, incredible thing. And I could talk about it all day long. It is when we understand frequency, when we understand energy, we just open up a whole new world. And I love sharing. And as you can tell, we have plenty of podcasts about energy and what's happening and so on and so forth. But this energy, this understanding of energy, it opens up the doors for manifestation, for alignment, for relationships and love, for attracting our dream jobs, our dream homes, our dream lives. Like, it's just incredible. So, shifting frequency. Like I said, skeptics have fun. For those of us who walk this spiritual path and are open to this spiritual journey, open your heart. The universe is always happy to give us everything that we need. And And I say this from a place of exactly what happened today. I had an early morning appointment in Burlington, and on the drive, I was just like, universe, show me. Like, give me a sign, validate that this is, I'm moving in the right direction. And I came home to have that conversation with that client, and it just was like, yep, this is why I do what I do. This is why I love the way that spirituality and spirit works and all the things that I'm so blessed to witness being in this position to do this work. So, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm sure we'll continue to talk about frequency over and over and over again. Thank you for joining me today for a little frequency shift and understanding that the universe always gives us exactly what we need. So grateful for you here on this journey with me and allowing me to be your spiritual tour guide from my heart and soul to yours. Have an amazing rest of your week. Bye now.